What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Here we go, and gonna have another $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $50 in the bag. How about you, sir? One more time. I bid $40 down, $50 now, $50. Sold it over here on my right. $40.
Yeah, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, $30, Yeah, they, what is it? They said they put a beat behind the auctioneer and made a rap song out of it.
Auto-tuned it and
put a beat.
Real original these days, huh?
I mean, that's it. Never heard it before.
No, it is. It's different, you know.
It's different, Not AI.
But is anybody getting in the theater, or not in the theater, but in the studios and like writing music besides Taylor now, or are we just letting AI do everything? Because that's very easy to do.
It's extremely easy.
Yeah.
So the college football playoff odds have been released for a while now. Obviously, they change about weekly. So I just, you know, went on DraftKings because we have a title here. Big 12 is a mid-major.
Yep.
You don't necessarily think it's a major conference.
I don't. I mean, I'm looking at the odds of each conference getting teams into the college football playoff, and the ACC over-unders at 2. Last year, there were 2. You look at the Big Ten, 3.5. Last year, there were 4. SEC, 4. Last year, there were 3 SEC teams. And then you look at the Big 12, and the over-under to make the college football playoff is 1.5. Last year, there was just 1 team in the Big 12. Is that really a power conference when you start looking at what the other quote-unquote power conferences are delivering to the college football playoff? I think it's time for the Big 12, if you're going to be legit, to start getting some legitimate schools in there and jettison the Cincinnati's, the UCF's, the Houston's, the West Virginia's, all these low-hanging teams that really don't contribute a lot, that are directional schools, that are city schools. The Big 12 needs to really become a conference that is legitimate. They need to get back to the days of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas A&M, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, you know, all those big time, and I'm not using those schools as the ones they need to get, but schools like that, if you want to be a big time conference, you can't have directional schools as part of your league. The Big 12 reeks of a lot of different schools that just are a bunch, like, the Big 12 is your junk drawer of college sports, for lack of a better term, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it doesn't fit, just throw it into the Big 12. The Big 12 has become the junk drawer of college sports. I want the Big 12 to be more like the SEC, the Big 10, the ACC, where you got your nice knives and they're in that butcher block, right? You take that knife out and you use it and you wash it and you treat it good. The Big 12 has become your junk drawer in your kitchen. And there's too many schools. There's too many nondescript schools. Numbers and the amount of schools that you have don't always equal success. And when you compare yourself to the rest of your quote-unquote peers out there, you don't really hold the water for everybody else out there. The Big 12 needs to reevaluate things and stop becoming the junk drawer of college sports and get some teams in there that can replace those 4 schools that I just mentioned and make your league stronger as conference realignment constantly happens. The Big 12 has always been looked at as a league that is being poached. They never really have gone out and poached anybody, right? Yes, the Pac-12, that league fell apart, right? Go out and poach some schools and give them a reason to join your league.
Big 12 had a national championship representative in the national championship game 2 years ago. As TCU loses to Georgia, they were in the
losing.
Well, I mean, now we're having an argument of what do you want?
No.
You said, do you want to be relevant or do you want to win or lose? Because they went to the national championship game and lost to Georgia. That's a Big 12 team in TCU. I think they get more than 1.5 teams.
Who are you going with this year?
Well, looking on the odds, you have K-State is plus. This is all DraftKings, by the way.
Yeah.
As of this morning at 7:30. K-State's plus 380. Arizona State is plus 380 to get into the college football playoff. After that, Utah, a team that is pretty solid in football, right? The Utes.
Mm-hmm.
The two Utes. The two what?
Yeah.
Utah plus 450. Baylor plus 500. TCU plus 700. Those are all better than about 5 SEC teams. And those teams are Oklahoma, Tennessee, those are all better odds than those. Well, not Tennessee. Tennessee's plus 310. But there are SEC teams that are much lower than these Big 12 teams.
And those are legit Big 12 schools that you named. I'm talking about the UCFs, the Cincinnatis, the West Virginias, who is the other fourth team that I named? Houston as well, right? Like, those teams just don't scream big time to me.
I don't think any of those schools necessarily do. I mean, there's a couple, like Arizona, like Texas Tech's kind of got that maybe.
Well, Texas Tech does now because the game has changed.
Yeah, they could change. They could be that premier.
Yes, that's a school to watch in college football. And I'm not saying that because Mahomes is our guy. They've got a funder down there.
Mahomes is their guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not even their guy. They've got another guy that's funding this whole thing. It has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes at all.
Well, the branding's nice to have his logo.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
But this guy who's donating $55 million, they got their sugar daddy down there. So I'm interested to see how the Texas Tech program is going to change, because now you've got that oil money that can go to good use.
They could elevate and make that whole conference a little bit better. But I will say, I don't think odds for making the playoffs necessarily means they're better than SEC teams.
Not saying that, but I'm just saying in the argument in the narrative that Bob is saying that the Big 12 is, you know, got a bunch of duds. They still have a bunch of teams that have potential to make it to the promised land of the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
And Iowa State plus 900, and then your alma mater, KU, plus 1,100. Because there is a big game this Saturday. It's K-State versus Iowa State. Yep. K-State is...
I love that game to start the season.
Awesome. 17 versus 22. It's a top 25 match between two teams, and it's division rivalry.
Yeah, it's a conference rival. It's top 25 teams, and it's being played in Ireland, which is so cool. Like, I'm not a K-State Iowa State fan. I just got goosebumps talking about
that. Awesome.
I love that.
It's gonna be so much
fun. It's going to be fun. That's the way you start a season.
And at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yes.
Are we not taking K-State minus 3?
Avery Johnson, let's
over,
go.
Over, under 49.5, we go over?
Look, if K-State's going to be the team that everybody loves and talks about, Avery Johnson's going to be a Heisman hopeful all season long.
For sure.
You got to take care of business in Ireland against Iowa State.
Because, I mean, I'm looking at the odds. I think the two-leg parlay, I think you take in this, or maybe like a three-leg parlay, is I think you take rushing yards with Avery Johnson. I think you take the minus 3 that K-State's hanging, and I think you take the over of 49.5. We know there's going to be points in this game. Like, we know there's going to be points in this game.
Big 12, baby.
And what a game. We'll have Wyatt Thompson on, their play-by-play commentator, tomorrow as we dive into that game. But I think that is a great game, and it's Big 12. Like, use this as a platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, to grow your brand. Yep. Because I think when it's all said and done, we'll have three conferences. We'll have the SEC, we'll have the Big Ten, we'll have the Big 12.
And I think we'll have some sort of merger of the ACC. Some schools will dissipate into the SEC. Some schools may be absorbed by the B1G, and then the Big 12 will be left getting, Wake Forest. But that's what's going to happen,
that's
right? Like North Carolina and Florida, or not Florida, but Florida State will end up in the SEC. B1G will get, Clemson and Duke, and then the Big 12 will be left with North Carolina State and Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Does that add anything, though?
No,
it really doesn't.
Wet fart.
Yeah. Who else is in the A? We got Duke's football program in or something. Like there's marginal at best football programs. That's who the Big 12 will add in the ACC.
Go ahead.
I just said we did have a text come in. It was like, can't really find it anymore, but it was like, can you say this for just football and not for the other sports?
No other sport matters, man.
Yeah.
I hate to be that guy.
Well, college football's dying.
Just call it what it is and say you think
their football sucks.
Yeah,
college basketball. Because like in college basketball, like Houston, great.
Great.
Right? Kansas, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Iowa State.
Great. Iowa State's good.
Yep.
K-State, Utah,
Baylor.
Decent. I don't know if Utah's any good anymore, but yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. Football's
all that matters in college sports, and
David Booth gave $300 million to the stadium
right,
of football
for like a football nowhere else. Stadium. Imagine if you just gave $1 million to 300 individuals. What kind of lives could have been really changed? Seriously, think about that.
Order pet shelters and stuff like that.
Right.
Put
up some lights.
I'm gonna get crushed on that comment. I guarantee it.
Why?
No, I don't know. Because people think it's soft to like pet shelters, and I don't know. I look out for those things. It makes my heart sad when I see people treat dogs like
crap.
It does.
Yeah. That's why it's one of our foundations with the BMA Foundation.
Dog sports, soft ass.
Supporting dogs and animals.
I love dogs.
And all that kind of stuff, man. No, it's good.
I'll save a dog before I save a certain human.
Oh, of course. I think everybody's got that person in their life,
right? Humans. Yeah.
So if you want to, Mac, if you want to tail this with me already, +415 on DraftKings. Avery Johnson, anytime touchdown. Kansas State -3 and over 49.5 is +415.
I like that. How much was the rushing?
No rushing, just anytime touchdown.
Okay, just anytime touchdown.
K-State kicks a field goal at the end to win by one. 33-32.
Sometimes that's how betting works.
Sometimes, yes.
Most of the time for me.
Yeah. I was that close, yeah. You know.
Right. So, yeah, we'll see.
Opportunity, though, for K-State. Yeah,
that game in Dublin on Saturday at 11, yep. Which means we'll be in Dublin at what, like, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know what the time differential is.
Everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah, because it's the only game on. Yep. Too. Yeah.
This is K-State's chance and Avery Johnson's chance to really kind of elevate themselves to the main stage.
And when you say everyone, you're talking about the college football writers, the voters, and all of this stuff.
That's what I mean.
This is an opportunity to truly make that impression. When people are talking like this is, I think, the problem that some of these people have with college, you know, polls and whatnot at the beginning of the year, how they dictate kind of where you are and who's going to be watched. But K-State 18, Iowa State 21, right? Mm-hmm. Or vice versa, however it's set up. You have an opportunity, if you're both of these teams, to really change the opinion of voters on day one, because there's nothing else other than X, formerly Twitter, on their phones, distracting them from paying attention to this game. This arguably is the most important game of the year for Avery Johnson, mm-hmm. to get into that Heisman Trophy candidacy conversation, to stay in that conversation. If he goes out there and lays a dud in Ireland, he will never have a chance to get back into that conversation as a Heisman Trophy candidate. You know, that's the beauty and the ugliness of college football, right? You've got these opportunities. You've got to take advantage of them. If you don't, people will forget about you very, very fast. And so, major opportunity for K-State.
So, real quickly, before we get into one word, over under two ACC teams make college football playoff. 12 teams, right?
Yeah, ACC.
Last year, there were two.
See, that two, if it was 1.5, I'd take the over. Yeah, 2.5, I'd probably take the under. Because I think two get in. So,
to Spector's advice, this is a bet you don't take.
You don't take.
Because of the push.
Yeah. Always have the hook.
Yeah, always have the hook. Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't take this, but I'm going to go under.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about it.
Over, under 1.5 Big 12 teams.
I'm going to take the under.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay. How many Big 10? 3.5 over, under.
We got Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. Well, is Michigan on probate? What's going on with them?
Yeah, maybe that's
Indiana's a team to look at.
Yep. Is Indiana a team to look at, or is Indiana a team that rallied or ruffled feathers last year? Now the rest of the league's like, all right, enough of you basketball school.
Well, Google them.
Yeah.
SEC teams 4. I'm taking the over. I don't care if there's a hook or not. Give me 4. There'll be 6 SEC teams.
There were 3 last year, though.
Well, yeah, they were down year for them. Yeah, yeah. I'm biased. I'll take the over there.
Texas, Bama's
so
getting in.
So you're 5 has to get in.
Yeah, 5 has to get in.
5 of the 12 have to be SEC schools.
Yep.
Yeah, that's tough. No,
that's,
I get it.
That's almost
tough.
Half. That's a big number.
I'll take it.
You know, Texas, Bama, Georgia. Yeah, you can do it pretty quick. LSU, there's 4 right off the bat. We're at the push now. It's just, does a Tennessee make it?
Does an Oklahoma sneak in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oklahoma's in an interesting year. If they don't do well, man, I think Brent Venables is a guy that you have to look at on the hot seat now, man.
You'll hire that Bob Stoops guy.
They should have kept Lincoln Riley.
One word.
He came in first name and then he moved off to get married.
He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Do your thing, young blood.
One word on the Royals yesterday. Another dub. 4-3 against the Rangers in game 1 of a 4-game series. Game 2 tonight at 6:40. Verno, 5:30.
Perfect. Keep a losing team losing. The Rangers are a losing team. I wanted to say it yesterday, and I should have. I think they do sweep the Rangers. I'm not hoping for it.
Let's go.
Because I look at a Ranger team as they've already got their bags packed for Cancun in October, man. They've given up on the season. They just feel like a team that's done. D-U-N, done.
Body language wasn't good from a
lot of
those guys.
See, that's the thing, man. The Rangers, I don't know about them. That's a high-priced team, and they have no adversity fighting in them.
I'd take Corey Seager next year at first base or second base. That'd be fun. Last night's game was refreshing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing. Get out there. Yeah, it starts things off 1-0. It's 1-1. Rabe gets the assist, keeps it at 1-1. Vinny homer, Garcia homer. Estevez, 32nd save of the season, career high. It's August 19th. You could think he's probably going to get to 40 You'd think there's eight more saves in that bag of tricks for Carlos Estevez, which low-key has been a very great addition to this team, but last night's game felt clean and
think
refreshing.
Think about that, though. They don't have him if they end up getting Santander.
Thank God they didn't.
I mean, things work out for a reason, they always say, right? There's a plan out there for everybody. Things happen for a reason. If they would have signed Santander, what would they have had to do about closing out games at this point of the season, right?
No doubt.
In the college football ranks, Coach Ed Orgeron thinking about a return.
Of course,
he was the head coach of the national championship-winning LSU team, the best offense we've probably ever seen in college football. One word on Coach O coming back.
Is this real?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because he said his severance has run out now at LSU.
Oh, God.
His buyout is officially over. Every dime that they've owed him has been paid, which that's the way you do it.
Hell,
if somebody's giving you a buyout, you make them pay every dime. Do not take another job. I will tell every NFL player and coach that as well. They fire you, you got 3 years left. Collect that check, man.
Heck yeah.
And so he's done collecting free money. He's been on the beach. One word for him coming back would be no.
Don't do
because
it.
Because you can only ruin your reputation at this point in time. He's in a great spot right now because they're looking at the jackass that they have there. He's on the hot seat, I think, too.
Brian Kelly.
He's a liar.
My family.
Yeah, the whole like Southern accent thing is still
Nussmeyer
dancing with recruits, and like it's just not a fit right down there.
And then that recruit left, I believe.
Yeah, he did. That guy left.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure 100% he did. And Oregon coming back, please. I love personalities in sports.
Put him on TV and just let him talk. Nobody will know what he's saying.
Remember when that guy was shirtless?
Yes.
Like, why not have a college football broadcast with him and Xavier Leggett and just doing like a Louisiana game?
Oh, my.
Game.
That would be amazing.
I'll be honest with you. That's what I was hoping for when I turned on the Saints broadcast the other night. I was like, I was hoping for two Cajun guys just Cajun conversations.
Yeah. Shoot the gator. Shoot the gator.
It didn't happen, but.
They got the gator in the swamp over there. You take the gun and shoot the gator.
That's it. Oh,
that's Swamp People. That was a great show.
About the only thing that would make New Orleans worth watching this season is having Cajun announcers.
What? Yeah, you don't want to see Spencer Rattler.
I thought
out
he
there?
Was demoted.
Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, Shuck is going to be the guy.
I think it's going to be Shuck.
Is there a better quarterback name for New Orleans?
Shuck. No.
Shuck and oysters.
Yeah,
that's
maybe. Yeah.
Like
no,
night
he
one.
Has, he has to start.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he does.
They're going to call him the oyster if he works.
If he's good.
Just like Royals needs to switch to 85.
85. Do it.
Still on this, huh?
And yeah. Think of how many jerseys they can sell.
Oh, it would
they always
be,
change yeah. numbers after preseason.
Do they?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You see that a lot. Guys will change numbers. I don't even know who 85 is. But take that number.
Yeah, I don't know either.
85 is Big Bob Tonyan.
It's Tonyan, bro.
Yeah, baby. You ain't changing that number. That guy's going to be on the roster.
Tonyan, it's not going to work here anymore. 85 is now for Royals.
If Tonyan makes the roster, Bob has to do the entire show shirtless. If he doesn't, Mac, you have to do the whole show shirtless.
Okay. I have no problem. I'd do the show shirtless right now. It's hot in here.
Bob has to eat liver if Rob
Tonyan.
And if he doesn't make the roster, Mac, you've got to eat liver.
I'll try that.
Yeah. I'm not touching liver.
If Tonyan makes the roster, Bob has to say five nice things about Howie Roseman. If he doesn't make the roster, you have to say five nice things about Brett Veach.
Okay, I can do that.
I can do that right now. I'll say
Howie
nice
Roseman has
Brett
nice hair.
He can take a beer can to the dome.
He can. Yeah. Toughest face in the business.
Yep.
He has
yep.
nice glasses frames. He wears a nice pair of comfortable slacks.
He's got a nice Super Bowl ring, too.
He's got a nice ring. Yeah, it has wings on the side.
Does he have any sluck?
He does not have any sluck.
No sluck.
No.
Okay. New score bugs in the NFL. They debuted in the Super Bowl. People were pissed about it. We didn't really see it till after.
Because
it's
not the background?
There's no
is
background.
Is that why they're mad?
Well, yeah, they didn't like it in the Super Bowl. Then they redid it. Came out this year with no background.
It's just this time of year. This is rinse repeat.
Nothing
for the first nationally televised preseason game. We talk about score bugs.
What was it the other year or so ago where they were mad about the penalty or they couldn't tell something? And like the next game, it was gone and they
incorporated
a brand new one.
Yeah.
There was some sort of graphic and everyone's like, I can't. Score. It was definitely the score graphic.
It was definitely. Yeah, I don't remember what
I mean,
it was.
Within 2 minutes on Twitter, it was fun to just sit back and be like, boy, these people are pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And the NFL's like, change it, change it. I think they changed it at halftime. I'm not even kidding you. I think they changed it at halftime. Almost cut.
I don't remember what it was, but there was something a couple of years
penalties
ago.
Penalties or vaguely. Flags or like a marker of like a graphic of like the first down marker. People were pissed. And I mean, literally at halftime, they dipped it.
I've never seen the reaction, though, for a score bug like we see every year at this time for the NFL.
What else do you want to bitch about? It's August 19th.
I know. It's officially time to start the season now. We're in score bug complaining
time. Hell yeah, we are.
This is our score bug complaining era of this of the football season. Let's go.
The 913 has informed us that Drew is the only one that can do anything shirtless. So,
well, he was about shortless the other day. Yes, Jimmy was about to fall out on that workout bench, and he knew exactly what the hell he was doing.
Oh, thirst traps from a grown man. Right. We've got more, but I'll do one quick one. 1587 is supposed to open up in September. One word on the grand opening for 1587, that is September 17th.
Alone.
Oh, okay. Alone?
They'll need a loan to go there.
Oh, I was going to say expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to the Lowe's Hotel before, like in the cocktail area, which is super awesome. But I don't know if I have the clout to get in that door. I'll have a salad and a water.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be $38.50.
Yeah, there's a steak flight on the menu. Looks pretty good.
How much?
Price.
Oh, one of those. Yeah, no, you price. Have no idea. If there's no price on the menu online, you ain't going in.
Would you go there and do debit card roulette?
No.
That'd be tough. Because if you win, dude, you're like, oh, and then you look at the other guy. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mac.
No, that's one of those places. If you go with like another couple, you just split it.
Yeah, exactly. Probably get like a few apps, maybe.
Nothing's worse than going to dinner with that guy. Goes, well, I didn't have any of the stuffed mushrooms, so I'm taking them off my portion of the bill.
Well, I had half a cheese stick, dude. So how do you want to do this?
Well, that's how you always debate it. Like, that's how you nip that in the bud immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
When you sit down, you're like, hey, by the way, I'm getting stuffed mushrooms for the table. It's on me. And then no one can say anything. So then if you don't have one or do have one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I pay for it.
Yeah, I just split the bill, man. If we're three other people, you just throw your card in, just divide it, man.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
I always feel for the server, right?
And I only had water.
What's easiest for you when you talk to the server? Well, whatever you guys need to do. Just split it three ways and call it a day. Yeah, but I didn't have any of those. I have a friend like that, and it's been a while since we went out with them. They also live in a different part of the country. But even still, it's like
Grayson?
I did not have that, and you did, so we're not paying for that.
That's crazy, man.
You make...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Six times the amount of money that I make here. Just split it. It's another $3 on your bill.
One thing servers hate is that exact conversation. Can you guys just get together and I'll be back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this. Yeah.
Or the argument of grandpa pays and son doesn't want dad to pay. It's like, no, I take my card.
The man off.
I walked away every time.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.